Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now back to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Brooklyn! Nikki Javala, who is a huge Yankees fan. It's the Bronx. Boogie down.
Yeah.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right. Your stupid Yankees are in the playoffs. So.
What is that? Good.
When does that even start? I've been
who
like.
Who cares?
I know. That's a good point.
Rockies, Red Sox
Friday.
Are out.
Friday.
Oh, the Yankees.
Okay.
Who do they play?
Twins.
Ooh, lots of home runs.
Good luck to those underdog Yankees. Nikki is our fan Broncos insiders. I saw brought to you by End Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com. CJ Anderson's a big Yankees fan. I saw him reach out to you.
Oh, yeah.
There was somebody else in that.
In Troy, we like to talk smack to Troy.
Oh, okay. That's what it was. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on with CJ? Have you talked to him, I mean, like, football-wise recently? I mean,
I haven't talked to him recently football-wise, but he's a free agent, obviously. Kind of been bouncing from team to team since the Broncos let him go. So he's just waiting his next opportunity.
I think he'll get a shot. I still think late in the season, you know, somebody will have a need. And he'll probably feel that need very well. Let me ask you this about, see, I'm getting some clarification. That the beef wasn't really with Chris Harris and Justin Simmons. That Simmons was trying to be some sort of mediator. And that Chris was upset with somebody else. Am I getting this story right? What are you learning behind the scenes about whatever this beef was? What was going on?
I don't think it was a beef between necessarily two guys and others were trying to mediate and break it up. I don't think it was like that. To be being frank with you here, I think they're 0-4. They just fell apart spectacularly to the Jaguars at home. And they're ticked off. And they've had consecutive losing seasons, are on track for a third consecutive losing season, and guys are just ticked off. I don't think it was, you know, kind of like the Aqib Russell Kung thing. I don't think it was like that. I think just guys were kind of yelling and airing their frustrations, and it just shows you kind of the state of where they've been for the last.
So should I take off my tinfoil conspiracy hat and I shouldn't look too deep into that Chris Harris didn't talk to the media today?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I talked to him yesterday. He seemed quite fine. I mean, and a bunch of his teammates were there. Justin was at his charity event. Brandon, Vaughn. I mean, I wouldn't look too much into it, but we'll see. We'll see if he's available later in the week. If he's not, then sure. I think there is, just from talking to him yesterday, I think he was a little put off about the column that ran in the Denver Post with the 13 more weeks for me comments. Mm-hmm. So might be related, but as far as I know, I don't think there's a real beef with another teammate. I think they're just all angry and frustrated.
Nikki, they replaced Bradley Chubb going on injury reserve. They replaced him with Jeremiah Atau.
Close.
Atau. Something like that.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Atau.
Yeah.
Why not Dakota Watson, who was with them during camp, or Shane Ray, who was here last year?
It was a first-round draft pick?
I think the thing with Shane, and this is not to disparage him in any way, but when he was cut, he had undergone three surgeries on his wrist. He declined to undergo a fourth before the start of his final season and opted for rehab, thinking, you know, he wants to be on the field and get film on tape. Well, that didn't really work out for him. So they obviously had to decline his option after selecting Bradley Chubb, but he didn't even pass his conditioning test in Baltimore.
Ouch.
That's a shocker to me, because I saw him when I heard that, not more than 8 days before that, he was running the steps at Red Rocks.
Well, there was a still image of him on the steps at Red Rocks.
I saw a video of him doing doing the steps at Red Rocks. And then I saw that he failed his conditioning test. I saw that date on Instagram. And I was like, how is that possible?
Might have been his first time on the steps at Red Rocks. I don't know, but I think that's telling when he doesn't pass the conditioning test, obviously doesn't make the team. He just had a workout recently with the Jets, didn't get an offer. This is a former first-round pick, mind you, so if all these teams are passing on him, I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, I think teams that they don't feel like he's ready for it. As far as Dakota Watson, I was a little bit surprised by that, but he too was another guy that they were willing to part with to make room for Malik Reed and others. But, you know, maybe they felt this guy would be a better option as both a pass rusher and a special teamer. And Dakota was, he was valuable on special teams especially, but I always felt like that came before his pass rushing and his ability as an outside linebacker. Maybe it's the reverse with this guy. He does have somewhat better numbers on defense than Dakota does, so we'll see.
Okay.
I lost all, you know, I'm just thinking about Joey now.
I'm concerned too. Is he all right?
Do you want me to send you a picture too? Would you like to say hello? I can put him on the other end if you want.
Yeah, I mean, we had Parker and Parker the snow dog here.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
You I hung had out Parker in before Joey?
I had Parker.
Oh, now he's
I hung out with Parker for like an hour.
Wow.
I think that's more on you, Nikki, than on...
There's been ample opportunities.
Yeah. We've even reached out to you late at night.
We had outdoor patios, yeah. Pet friendly.
Well, it's on you.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Do I even tell this to Joey? I feel like he's going to be heartbroken. That he's totally cheated on him. Like, this is just wrong.
Well, Parker the Snow Dog's a legit personality.
He's pretty famous. Yeah, he's famous.
He's
I get that,
television.
But...
Tell me, he was in the control booth.
Joey's just on radio.
Joey is just makes radio appearances. He's got a bark for radio. All right, Nikki. Boy. Is there anything else we should know? Is there any other stuff out there?
The only move they made aside from, you know, the Bradley Chubb and bringing in the other outside linebackers, they waived Keyshawn Bieria. Probably a sign that Joe Jones is ready to go. And they claimed Calvin Anderson, an offensive tackle off waivers from the Jets. So,
who should be worried about that move?
I don't think he's a guy that you brought in to replace Garrett Bowles. I know what your mind is thinking.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does give them some depth on the edge, which they sorely lack.
Well, hold on. He was brought in for something.
Depth.
He signed to
practice.
Okay.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that he could be here for 2 weeks and you'd never remember his name.
Yeah. Okay. Depth.
Right.
Depth.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Vogel, the kicker. Remember him?
I do.
Oh, that was one of the worst 3-day tryouts I've ever seen. Oh my god!
He pushed that 35-yarder right, and that was it.
That was it.
Yeah, it was. I almost felt bad for him. It was just not his day.
He got
was
where?
That Bertolet that did that?
There was a couple of them in there. Who's the little tiny guy? Number one. That was Bertolet, wasn't it?
No,
they were both
number. We had three number ones.
Yeah, but the one guy could fit in my pocket though. It's,
right.
You know, he was
Bertolet.
Yeah. Bye, Nikki. Great job, I think. Courtesy of End Credit Union. We'll talk to you later, Nikki.
Okay, thanks, guys.
We're going to kick off Hot Take Tuesday coming up next for WWE Monday Night Raw tickets. Is that the same thing? Is it all the same? Monday Night Raw, WWE?
Oh, yeah!
All right, and there's two awesome sports stories that will blow your mind. And one of them you got to be careful about next time you go out and about to a sporting event. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.